I'm relying on Grant to keep an eye on my timing. So I'm talking about the frequently asked questions that we produce for JISC on FOI and EIR. So there's a wee bit of background. I thought of taking that slide out, but I put it back in the end. Some information about the scale of the issue for research data, which is not as bad as you might think, where you can see the rest of it. Some of the exemptions and some of the exceptions, a bit about the FAQ and some information sources there. So the climate gate label, you've heard Mike talking about the Queen's tree ring case. And there was also, we have someone from UEA here, and there was their case. The UEA case basically wasn't about research data. It was about information about the researchers and about their correspondence and so on. And the QUB case was, I think, resolved finally under the Environmental Information Regulations rather than FOI. Whether that's right or not is another matter, but it was. And it's true, very true, that EIR is a much tougher regime to withhold information than FOI. So anyway, there was an article on by Hannah Fern and the Times Higher as well, which put a few people's noses out of joint. So just looked at the FOI guidance that was around, and a lot of it was basically guidance for FOI officers introduced when the various acts came into play in 2005. And a lot of it's in record manager language, which is as arcane as yours, and none of it really was intended for you. So they commissioned Andrew Charlesworth and myself to produce an FAQ. We've done that. The important thing here is that any decision by the Information Commission officer is not a precedent. They are all particulars, not universals, right? So the fact that those two cases were decided the way they were, it doesn't mean that the next two cases, which sound similar, will be decided in the same way. The facts of every case are very significant, and the way they're argued. So this is just for the record. You can see these afterwards. You can read the legislation, and it's fairly readable if you want to on those. Notice that Scotland has its own acts. All the rest of the UK, that set of whatever they're called countries, sub-countries, that isn't Scotland, are covered by the UK Act. I don't get the language quite right here. There are some significant differences in the way the Scottish Act works, and those might be relevant if you have partners in Scotland, as the incremental project does, if your partners have any of your data. So the acts were produced because there's a general belief that the public has the right to know information held by public authorities. And, you know, in terms of the operations of government and so on, that seems like that's a very good aim, in a sense. But universities got bundled into the public authorities set, and that's been problematic, I think. So you must provide a response within 20 working days. You can, or maybe must, refuse if certain exemptions or exceptions apply. And you may or may not have to confirm the existence of the information even if you refuse to provide it. Sometimes you must not confirm or deny the existence of it. Otherwise, you've got to provide it. And the details are critical. And my advice to you is always involve that splendid person over there if you get one of these requests. The request, by the way, can go to anybody. It can pretty well go to the janitors. And they can ask for your data. And as Mike says, it's not the individual who might think they own the data, it's the data held by the university, and it's the university which has to answer the request. It doesn't have to say it's an FOI request, it still is. So after we were commissioned, coincidentally, there was a meeting. I'm not sure whether I'm supposed to share this, but still. There was a meeting between various representatives of HE and the Information Commissioner's Office. And here's some extracts. They were talking about research, the implications of research as a result of those cases. There's no definition of research data in the law, they said. The Russell report suggested that the ICO look at this Shelby Amendment in the US. And this is what the Shelby Amendment says. Require data produced under federal funded research to be made available under US FOI. And defined it as the recorded factual material commonly accepted in the scientific community as necessary to validate research findings, but not any of the following. Right? And it was clear in that meeting that nobody understood the implications of the questions of the ownership of the intellectual property in research data. Perhaps I should have taken this slide out because it's not necessarily germane, but it is an issue that there's a general assumption at the Information Commissioner's level that the data that's released under FOI or EIR is being released into the public domain. But at the same time, it remains subject to existing copyright laws. So in theory, you can effectively prevent someone from further disseminating that data. You can't prevent another person from making a similar request. So this, again, is a quote, and I think it's important, that the public has an interest in universities contributing to the economic and reputational standing of the UK, and that open data sharing at too early a stage in research could prejudice that, could dissuade people from collaborating and so on and so forth. And this might be important because one of the exemptions is prejudice to effective public affairs. You know, it's just possible that someone could use that kind of argument there. So how big is this problem there? Everybody got very worried about it, but how bad is it? And I did a sort of mini survey, probably offending some FOI officers in the process, I'm not sure. But over roughly 3 years, there were 40 requests for research data from my small sample, basically, of research universities. So that's less than two per higher education institution over the 3+ years. And universities like Cambridge and others get of the order of some hundreds of FOI requests per year, increasing rather dramatically at the moment. So how many? Most people in the survey, about half if you like, had received no requests for research data at all, and Cambridge was one of those. So Cambridge is up there on the left. A few had got six, and one had got eight, and one had got nine. So, you know, there were a few which contributed to most of the requests that I discovered. The numbers were going up. Ignore the dip. That's a half year or thereabouts. So the numbers are increasing. There's no doubt that there's more interest in FOI for research data, and that will go on going up, I think. But it's not yet a big problem. The fact that the numbers are small means that you as researchers are very unlikely to have your data requested. So the cost implications for most of you are small. The risk increases in controversial areas. Right, I've got 5 minutes, right. And community norms in your research areas generally discourage tit-for-tat FOI requests to find one another's data, if you like. But if you get one, you must take it seriously, you must involve your FOI officer, and unfortunately, you cannot hand it over to them and walk away and do nothing. You will have to help them. So it will cost some time. That, I think, is pretty much covered.
Yes.
So just the useful exemptions. So the first is it's available elsewhere. The second is it's intended for publication. Now, it has to be the information requested. Someone requests your data and you say an article about this has been published. That's not the same unless all of the data is included in the article. Now, in Scotland, the limit on that is it's intended for publication within 12 weeks. So you've only got, you know, you must... That's a bit of a problem. In the rest of the UK, if it's intended for publication, if the data is intended for publication, there's no actual time limit on this. So you can say, no, you can't have it because it's going to be published. But you must have that plan, effectively as a policy of some kind, in existence at the time of the request. In Scotland, there's a wonderful research exemption, which the rest of the UK ought to have, which is very helpful, but it's no use to you. So we've got prejudice to public affairs, we've got health and safety, which is basically used for animal rights sort of data and other kinds of things like that. Personal data, provided in confidence, but this means it will only apply if you could be sued if you disclosed it. So it can't be something that's internal. And a commercial interest, you might be able to show some harm if it was disclosed, or excessive cost, which is the time limit on number of hours that the university puts in. If you have a policy to publish your research data at the end of your research, then you can, subject to a public interest test, you can prevent premature disclosure. Right? I think premature disclosure is what's really worrying. When the data is not complete, not validated, you're not really sure whether it's right and so on. So if you have a policy to put your data in something like DSpace at Cambridge, then you can... Your FOI officers will be able to use that. So publishing your data later is good to prevent it now. That's my main message to you. The EIR exceptions, same thing but a different name, are much more problematic. Incomplete data might be helpful. The rest of it's difficult. So if it's environmental information, you've got much bigger problems in keeping it. Nearly all of the exemptions exceptions are subject to a public interest test, which is pretty much undefined. Is the public interest better served by disclosure or keeping it confidential? And in areas of public debate, I think that's a tough call, and there'll be different people making different goes at that. And that's one of the areas where people can go through these stages of review. So some sources of information there. There's various bits of advice and the FAQ. We produced this FAQ. We did a consultation. Those are the URIs for a print version, which is a shortened version which you can download, or there's a longer web version with quite a lot more information. And that's what the web version looks like, pretty much. I think that's the... last slide, but one, take home messages. If you get a request, talk to your FOI officer, whether that's your department, your faculty, your college, your university, and a policy of publishing your data may help prevent premature disclosure. Okay, thank you.